Yeah. He has a great memory. Has any player in the history of the Green Bay Packers done what Josh Jacobs did? We need a number one wide receiver in 2025. I like our guys. I'll have to get the specifics. Love the guys we have, but we need a proven number one. Good evening, Jason. Do you ever remember a Packer player saying something like that in your history of covering the team?
Yeah, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers said words to that effect to Goody privately, just not publicly.
Yep.
On Radio Row multiple times. I mean, he said it in multiple interviews. Like, he made his position very clear. It was something. That's for sure. I call him in.
Say, Josh, you just don't do that. You don't do that once. You never do that. There's some things you don't do in this league. You do not ever do that. Am I being too harsh?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'm not going to tell him to do that. I want him to be honest. And I thought that's what he was.
On like, Radio Row?
Yeah. I don't work for the Packers, bro.
Fine.
I don't care that Goody doesn't want that or Matt LaFleur doesn't want that. I care that he spoke the truth to fans. His opinion, right? His opinion is they need a bona fide number one wide receiver. No more of this, oh, yeah, you know, we got all these young guys. They're all really talented. He's been in the league a long time. He certainly knows. He played with Devontae Adams for 2 years in Vegas. He knows that, and look, the rest of them know it too. Like, then, let's remember.
Wait a minute. Then why don't players on any teams ever do something like this? Ever? Because they're all wrong?
Oh, well, first of all, we don't know that that's
come on, you followed
right?
this league like, for how many years? I don't think you can remember one time.
I don't.
You agree with the Packers never before.
I don't think. Certainly this is, you always have to do this, and I love this about you, but
I can't overstate how rare this is.
Where guys have spoken out about things and you thought, ooh, I'm a little surprised he said that. Now, maybe not to this degree, I will grant you,
but I'm not
willing to go so far as to say that this is completely, you know, unprecedented. I'm just not willing to go that far. Now, that said, you know, it's fascinating. It's fantastic for those of us that, look, I want to get to this point that both Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst in their season wrap-up press conferences were asked about the wide receiver position and the need for a number one receiver. And, of course, since they're not players, they're management, they came nowhere close to saying what Josh Jacobs said multiple times today.
And why would that be? Why would that be?
Well, because it's I don't think you can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's because they don't believe it to be true.
No, then they know it's true. Then why did they not say it?
I mean, first of all, it could be multiple things, right? One,
no,
it could be that they don't believe it to be true, right? Whether it's Goody or LaFleur, one may not believe.
That is possible. Well, I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, no, I think Goody might believe it.
All right.
I think he does. I mean, look, I went back into the transcript and for my story for the State Journal, I delved into what Goody said, and Goody said that he believes that if you look at history, teams that have that number one wide receiver don't do as well in the playoffs. Now, I don't know. I haven't gone back and looked in history, but you know, you obviously have to have complementary pieces, and it can't be just that one receiver that's a good – that's a number one, and then your 2, 3, and 4 stink. I don't think that's probably the case. But, you know, as I said to Goody during his press conference to end the season, you know, I had asked him about needing a number one wide receiver, and my point was that all throughout Packers history, guys had emerged to be that guy, right? And I went through the kind of lineage of Sterling Sharp, to Robert Brooks, to Antonio Freeman, to Donald Driver, to Greg Jennings, to Jordy Nelson, to Devontae Adams. And then he traded Devontae Adams on Sid's birthday. And since then, what was it, Alan Lazard in 2022, a 55-catch season this year, and I think 60-ish catches last year from Jaden Reed. That ain't having a number one wide receiver. And then in the exchange I had with LaFleur on this subject, you know, Matt was trying to say, oh, it depends on the opponent if it matters or not. And I was like, look, man, like, you've coached in this league a long time. Like, you know how having a guy that is that good changes not just how many times he gets targeted, but how defenses play. And he acknowledged that yes, you face completely different coverage and it draws attention and everything else. And so what my point is that, you know, whether or not they want to choose to admit it publicly, first of all, it comes down to actions. Like, it doesn't even, I mean, it would
but
matter
again,
for those.
They
of us.
Chose and you've chose
well,
not
so
to.
So far they've chosen not.
Come on.
We don't know what they're going to do this
offseason. Yeah, you've been covering the Packers for 30 years. No one's ever done it. You're going to still hold on to this?
No one's ever done what?
Be as direct as Josh Jacobs was about players on his
side. That's not what we were talking about, though. I was saying
you're trying to sell that we don't know if they believe it. And I'm saying, yeah, maybe they do believe it.
And we're going to find out based on their actions.
No, but we know they're not going to say it, even if they believe it, is my point.
Well, of course not. They're the coach and they're the general manager.
And players don't either.
Well, I mean, again, did Josh Jacobs hurt some feelings today? Yeah, I think he probably did. Sometimes the truth hurts, but, like, you know, I thought it was interesting that Jaden Reed, who I think subsequently deleted the tweets, said, you know, kind of went after fans for being negative. And I wanted to say, take up your issue with your running back. He's the one who said that you need a bona fide, legit number one wide receiver, and that would imply that none of you guys are that, right?
So I mean, do you believe as a teammate that what he did was wrong? Yes or no?
I don't know about that, because there's part of me that thinks that being a good teammate, now granted, I would personally have those conversations with the players directly, as opposed to saying something while I'm out there repping USAA and doing a series of interviews. But yeah, I mean, I as if I'm one of the wide receivers, I would say that no, he was not a good teammate. However, if I'm one of the other veteran players who agrees with him and thinks that by him saying this publicly, it puts the screws to Goody a little bit to say, all right, we're about, What is LaFleur's line? Standards over feelings? I mean, there's a sign that says that in the meeting room. These wide receivers were not up to the standard. And the fact that he chose to say that publicly, if that says, hey, we're all about standards over feelings, I'm sorry that I hurt these guys' feelings, but this is what I believe, and I want to win a title. I don't want to just go to the playoffs. I mean, I spent all that time with the Raiders. I think I went to one playoff game. I don't want to just go to one playoff
Jason,
game every year.
In a
and
discussion
lose.
Today between Goody and LaFleur, what do you think the topic was? What the hell was he thinking? I say
yeah,
it's
I
that
can't believe
simple.
He said that out loud. Yes, I'm sure that's what.
Okay.
But again, that doesn't, and that's what the conversation should be. But that also doesn't mean that it doesn't create some, you know, if Goody gets up there and says we need to have a better sense of urgency. Is that him being a good teammate? If we want to critique people, is him saying publicly instead of privately to his players that we need to have a greater sense of urgency, is that constructive? Is Mark Murphy getting out there? I mean, these are all things that, again, I don't give a damn. Like, I want the truth, because the people that pay the freight by buying tickets and buying jerseys deserve to hear the
yeah,
truth.
Well, the truth but, is you need to be able to get opinions from players, coaches, assistants as to how absurd and wrong this is.
Here's
That's a part of the story.
Wait a minute. Now, what about this part of the story? Maybe Goody doesn't care about his opinion and doesn't want to seek it out, just like he didn't with Rodgers. And so Josh Jacobs said, you know what? I'm coming off a 1,300-yard season. I'm going to speak my mind publicly. And I don't care if Goody doesn't like it, and I don't care if I get called on the carpet for it, because I think this needs to be said, because otherwise we're not going to win jack with the wide receiver group we got. We need a legit number one.
That's never been why players didn't do this in the past. They don't do it out of respect to their teammates, not what the feeling they have toward the GM.
No, if that's his feeling, and he maybe neglected to think about his teammates' feelings. Because, look, do we think he said this because he wanted to make the other guys look bad or because he wanted to hurt their feelings? Or did he say it because he really believes it? And he didn't really think it through as he got into the, you know, the energy of Radio Row and getting a chance to talk on TV with Pro Football Talk. And then, you know, probably, I don't know if he did something with Doug Gottlieb, who's apparently down there.
He is, yes.
While his basketball season is going on.
They had a day off today.
Yeah, that's what I – well, he's missing tomorrow's practice.
Correct, yes.
Would Shaka Smart miss a practice to go do radio?
No, but he'll miss a practice sometimes to do recruiting. They can tape him, and he can watch
recruiting.
The tape of the practice.
Slightly different than –
yes.
I'll talk to Homer today.
Yes, it is slightly different. You're correct. No one has done, I don't think – well, the guy at Vermont did, but no one has done what Doug Gottlieb is doing and lost, like he's losing.
My point is, it's possible that he got into that situation and got a little carried away, because at first, at least in the interview with Pro Football Talk, which I think was the first one of the two that he did, you know, they ask him what the team needs, and he says a defensive end, a defensive back, and a wide receiver.
Yeah, he said three.
And those are all true, right? I mean, look, even if you don't want to get into the debate about needing a number one, you know, Christian Watson's out to like November at the earliest. Romeo Doubs is coming off a season in which he didn't show up for work. He got a concussion. He got another concussion. And then he also was sick for the final game of the regular season. And his teammate, who had stood up for him, then went and played, even though they weren't planning on playing him if Romeo had been available. And then the guy blew out his knee in Christian Watson. So I don't know where their expectations are for Romeo at this point either. So even if you dispute the need of a true number one, wide receiver, there's some uncertainty there. They got two guys going into the final years of their deals. All that going on. My point is simply this. I would not have done what Josh Jacobs did. I would not have said that because I'm smart enough to know that my teammates that are currently wide receivers on the team aren't going to hear the part where I say, I think all these guys are capable of being that type of guy, but they're not there yet. I mean, this could be as simple as he just wants Davante Adams on the team for a couple of years. Because Davante doesn't have that many years left.
That would be simple to say, and he did make mention of that, and no one.
Right, but he certainly did not. He did not frame it in that manner, and that's why it was. That's why this is so newsworthy, though. To your point, is that rarely, if ever, do players say this kind of thing, and when he did, it was interesting, and it was. I will say this: do you think he's lying about how he feels? I don't. I think this is the absolute God's honest truth of what he thinks. And God bless him. He maybe shouldn't have said it if he worked for the Packers, but if I'm a Packers fan, I'm glad that he spoke out and he didn't say, oh, no.
With no concern about the impact that could have on him with his team and his teammates, you don't think that needs to be factored in as well by Packer fans? Or do they all they care about is what a person says? Oh, it's interesting. Yeah, imagine if Aaron Rodgers does something like that. Oh, yeah, it's interesting. That's good. No.
Oh.
What impact will this have on the team? How are his teammates going to take it? What's going to be the relationship?
Again, remember, this is Matt LaFleur's phrase. It is stenciled on a wall somewhere in the football facility portion of Lambeau Field. Standards over feelings. I did not create that phrase.
Yeah,
I am not.
And you know what he's
going to
say?
Phrase.
If I'd have known that some player would have taken that and ripped the current wide receivers on his offensive unit, I never would have put that up.
But he did.
He never thought he'd have a player, so you use whatever you want. You use the word whatever you want. He never thought he'd have a player, so fill in the blank. And it's not honest that would go on publicly ripping his teammates.
Well, wait a minute. Well, he can be honest and misguided at the same time, right?
If I'm like, misguided, it's fine. That's a good word.
He could have told the truth and should have kept his mouth shut.
Correct.
Those things can be true.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So let's not say that he's not being honest. But again,
I didn't say he wasn't being honest.
Well, if you say that the mentality is standards over feelings, here are my questions. Do you believe the Packers wide receivers group as a whole and individually this season, from Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks with their combined 19 drops? And look, these are some of my guys that I really like.
All right, I'll answer that question.
Romeo Dobbs not coming to work because he was unhappy
with
his role.
Do you think that he needs to tell his players to not rip their teammates in public? You think he needs to tell them that? I know. I'm asking you the follow-up question. I'll answer your question. Yes, he was. Yes, he was honest. Well, the follow-up question's way more important than the first one because the impact this could have on the team is the biggest issue by far. Nothing else is even close. You don't think? Then why
don't
players ever do it?
So here's my next question.
Yes.
If they bring in Davante Adams, how are the wide receivers going to feel about that?
How are they going to feel about it? They'd feel about it.
This is a business.
This is what they do. And they'd understand Davante Adams being separate. And if he'd have left it.
Would the message be the same?
Yeah,
you guys aren't good enough. We had to go trade for Davante Adams.
That's a message said by the general manager and the coach and their job. It is not a message said by, man, you know what? All the players should say, on all the rest of the team should say, I support Josh Jacobs. We need a number wide receiver. Everyone should do it. No, the players don't do it. That's not their job. That's not what they do out of respect for their teammates.
You know that as well as I do. I agree, but my point is that if you're mantra is standards over feelings.
And you know what their first mantra is going to be? Look for that card. You don't talk about your teammates and rip them in public. That'll be the new mantra.
Standards over feelings.
Right.
They did not meet the standards.
Right.
And now they got their feelings hurt, but they have to admit. Look, this would bother me. I'm not going to be a hypocrite here. I'd be really pissed if I was a wide receiver and Josh Jacobs said this. I'm not debating that. What I am simply saying is I think he probably got carried away.
I do too.
In the energy at Radio Row, but he said what he believes. And I am never, ever, 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 because I am not Brian Gutekunst, I am never going to get after a guy for telling the truth. If he had lied and said, we've got five number one wide receivers, and we're going to go to the Super Bowl next year because of that. That's what I believe.
How would you feel if he thought Jordan Love wasn't any good and said publicly, we need a new quarterback. This kid isn't any good. How would you feel about that? You'd like that too?
Again, I don't work there.
I didn't say that.
If that's what he thinks, I'm fine with that.
Oh, okay. All right.
He also, by the way, that hasn't made it into the headlines because he actually said that he really thinks highly of Jordan Love, and maybe
Jordan Love's probably feeling pretty good about that now.
Maybe part of it too is the fact that he thinks Jordan Love is better than they had production in the past game this year because he thinks the wide receivers aren't good enough.
Well, that may have follow up you might want to do with him.
I'm sure that Josh Jacobs after this will be extremely outspoken with his opinions.
And why do you think he maybe won't be as outspoken as now? Maybe being said something by the head coach or general manager?
Again, I'm not saying they're not going to do that. I'm saying from my perspective, I appreciate his honesty.
All right. Sounds good. You made it clear. Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer. Take care. Be good.
Jason Willey, all Packers all the time. And Tim Van Vorn. He's not next. but he is soon. Fisco Auto Body, family business, owned since 1931. It's not where they do, it's who they are. On Forest Home in Franklin, I don't give you the address often enough. On Forest Home in Franklin, expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. I tell you to go there because they're great. Once you got your auto body place you're just set. It's kind of a pain. You just, fine, no problem. We'll just go to Fisco. And then when you go there and they're so good, you like them. And then you like me. Homer, thanks. Yes, I benefit, as you do, from the greatness of Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Fisco, Fisco, Fisco. I'm next. And I will not have calmed down. Next.